In your community, re-listen to some of the social gatherings across the country that have taken place this summer and brought together members in their local areas. In Newton Aycliffe, once again this month, we took some of our members along for their monthly visit to a local veterans woodwork shop. This is a fantastic place run by veterans for veterans, where everyone is welcome to participate in wood turning or simply where they can meet and have a chat over a cuppa. Here we have a brilliant example of our blind veterans working together. We have two younger members, Albert and John, with no prior knowledge of wood turning, one teaching the other, and another two senior members, Bill and Charles, sharing their knowledge of and talking about their love of joinery. We have six blind veterans now attending regularly, who before they were brought here together had never had met. Now they have their own little community going and keep in touch outside the charity. We couldn't feel more proud in watching their growth, which is the best job satisfaction one could wish for. Those down at the Veterans Support Hub do a fantastic job. Well done, Chris, especially, who was instrumental in getting this place off the ground and is keeping it running. In Llandudno, the sun was shining on members, spouses and volunteers alike, as members came together for their Buddies Lunch Club this month. With a wonderful turnout of 21 people at Maesdu Golf Club Llandudno, the event was full of warmth, laughter and good company. It was lovely to see so many familiar faces gathered around the table, enjoying good food and even better conversation. The sunny weather added to the cheerful atmosphere, making it a truly uplifting afternoon and a great example of the sense of friendship and community that the Buddies Club is all about. In West Yorkshire, members enjoyed a canal boat trip this week along the Calder and Hebble Navigation, a broad inland waterway that follows the River Calder Valley in West Yorkshire. They set sail in Merfield with Safe Anchor Trust, who are an award-winning charity providing trips on the waterways. Sailing on two boats, E. Austin Johnson and the Safe Anchor Lady, members navigated locks, talked about local history, and even got to drive the boats. They had a fantastic turnout and members had a thoroughly enjoyable time. In North Nottinghamshire, spring truly arrived in North Nottinghamshire as some of our members enjoyed a wonderful trip to Felly Priory Gardens and Nursery. We were blessed with sunshine throughout the visit, making it the perfect day to explore the peaceful sights and sounds of the gardens, including the gentle presence of horses grazing in the field behind. At this time of year, the gardens are awash with tulips, daffodils and bluebells, providing a vibrant and colourful display for everyone to enjoy. While our community support workers' plant knowledge was tested as they did their best to describe the flowers to members, it opened up a great conversation about using apps to help identify plants and even tell the difference between flowers and weeds. As always, the all-important tea and cake gave us time to relax, share gardening interests, exchange tips, and enjoy each other's company. For one member in particular, the visit was especially meaningful as it marked the first time he had been out of the house on his own for some time. The trip provided a real confidence boost for him and a much-needed respite for his wife. A huge thank you goes to our fantastic volunteer Michael, who supported with transport and assisted members throughout to ensure everyone felt safe, comfortable and able to fully enjoy the experience. In Hertfordshire, this month saw a trio of member lunches enjoyed in Hertfordshire. Hemel Hempstead, Welling Garden City and Watford members met for their monthly lunch and catch up. The sun was out each day and all the members were in great spirits. Lots of smiles, laughs and good conversations. Peter and Ruth, 99 years and 100 years respectively, both naval veterans sat together and reminisced for 2 hours, sharing stories and becoming good friends. This was so lovely to witness. As always, our volunteers were amazing, keeping conversations flowing and making sure all members had the assistance they needed. We couldn't do it without them. Do you want to know what's going on in your local area? Contact your local community team, who can tell you everything you need to know.